Bonjour, je suis toujours à la 72e édition du Festival de la télévision et du streaming de Monte-Carlo, et plus précisément au Forum Grimaldi, au Business Content, c'est-à-dire la partie du festival qui s'attache à parler des sujets des professionnels de la télévision. Aujourd'hui, accompagnée par l'une des panélistes du panel d'ouverture qui portait sur la diversité et l'authenticité dans la manière de mettre en œuvre et de représenter les différentes communautés à l'écran. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Can you please introduce yourself to our French-speaking audience?
Je m'appelle Kerry Hopkins. I am the CEO of the Broadcast Academy in the UK.
Your panel yesterday, I mean, it was actually not your panel. You were accompanied by two of our speakers, European speakers, and also moderated by Rebecca Leffler, the journalist who's been making such big waves across industries and continents. Your panel was focusing on a really, really burning topic about representation. Why? I mean, considering, can you tell us more about your work so that we can understand what brought you here in Monte Carlo to talk about diversity?
So I'm going to speak in English. I hope that's okay. I've been helping women in particular for about 10 years because in the United Kingdom, only 15% of the on-screen experts that go on TV news and radio were women, yet 50% of professionals in the UK are women. So this was, you know, obviously a problem because all the men were getting promoted and they were getting new jobs and they were making more money because they're having this free PR going on television and on radio. And so I started the Broadcast Ready Expert Women campaign, which looked to get 30% of the experts on the news to be women. That's, my former college professor started a campaign called Expert Women, trying to get 30% of the experts on the news. And we worked with different broadcasters like BBC, ITV, Channel 4, Channel 5, to try to encourage them to start thinking, come on, you need to get some more women on the news as experts, not just men. And, you know, they'd even have conversations on the news about what it was like to be pregnant, and they'd have four men talking about pregnancy and pregnancy problems and no women. And this is, you know, it was just crazy. So in the last 10 years in the UK, there's been various people, myself included, and in the UK now, we have smashed the 30% target, and we've now got 50% of experts on the news are women. We've broadened that out now. We have 15%, the target is 15% of ethnic minorities. In London, we have more than 15% of ethnic minorities, so the target is actually 25%, even though there's 15% of ethnic minorities in the UK. And we now want more people from economically diverse backgrounds, and also we want people with disabilities as well. So we're really making TV news much more inclusive than ever before.
On the panel yesterday, there were two other panelists, including Sydney Galland, who's one of the producers on Le Colosse au pied d'argile, which will be screening tomorrow at the TV festival here. How much do you think producers today can impact what we see on the screen, and especially independent series? I mean, they do obviously have an impact, but what's your vision about the impact of independent work in the current landscape?
I think if independent producers don't start to put a more diverse cast on or diverse experts, then they'll just get trolled on social media by the public. If the public in the UK anyway, if they see all four white men, everybody will go, where's the women? Where's the ethnic minorities? So I think, yeah, the producers have to sit and listen to what the public wants.
And we are here in Monte Carlo, obviously still at the Business Connect, because this is actually the networking drinks that happens every day the festival runs, so that professionals can connect after the panels. What do you think makes this festival so unique for professionals who want to jump into the next stage of their TV career?
I think it's good to learn from different countries. Because also France has got different laws to the UK as well when it comes to counting numbers of the number of types of people going on TV. I think this festival is great because people are networking here and everyone's really friendly. Everyone's swapping numbers. Everyone's following each other on Instagram. Everyone's following each other on Twitter and adding on LinkedIn. So not only are they just meeting people here, hopefully they're establishing lifelong relationships and friendships with people. And, you know, people come back here year after year. This is my third time involved with this festival. And everybody's made to feel very welcome, and we learn so much. So I think it's a great place to you know, help your career.
Thank you so much for such an amazing panel, which opens the Festival Business Connect. And yeah, we will still be attending the festival until the closing ceremony. So please feel free to join. There are so many incredible professionals who share very important tokens to take away home for your country and your business to develop. So thank you so much, Kerry.
Thank you very much.